today's contestants, an impact officer from Minneapolis, Minnesota, Amal Kareem. A project manager from Maitland, Florida, Judy Nader. And our returning champion, a program development director from Tulsa, Oklahoma, Mackenzie Jones, whose three-day cash winnings total $85,601. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. Good to have you with us. Mackenzie, I'm going to put you on the spot and just test your memory. How much money did you win on yesterday's program?
Enough for a new car, I know that.
Well over $40,000. Could happen to you, Judy. Could happen to you, Amal. Let's start finding out right now if it will. Here we go, into the Jeopardy round. And here are the categories for you three ladies. First off, the Bible book tells me so. Next, lesser known names. Geographically speaking, silent K is golden. A silent K coming up in each correct response. We'll deal with Five of a Kind. And finally, TV drama. Mackenzie, start.
Five of a Kind for two.
In basketball, the number five is used to represent this one of the five positions on a team. Mackenzie?
What is point guard?
No. Judy?
What is center?
Yes.
TV drama 200.
In September of 2019, this PBS masterpiece jumped to the big screen. Judy.
What is Downton Abbey?
Right.
TV drama 400.
This is the longest running medical drama and also the longest running daytime drama still on television. Mackenzie.
What is General Hospital?
Yes.
Drama for six.
La Reina del Sur, one of these Latin soap operas, ran five nights a week on Telemundo. Amal.
What is a telenovela?
Yes.
TV drama for eight.
Season one of this HBO mystery series spans 17 years. Season three doubles that and covers 35 years. Mackenzie.
What is True Detective?
You got it.
Drama for 1,000.
Eddie Marsan, Dash Myhawk, and John Voight play family members of this Showtime title character. Character is Ray Donovan. Back to you, Mackenzie.
Silent K for two.
Dough. It means to press and stretch dough. Amal.
What is need?
Need, yes.
Silent K is golden for four.
The Garden of Eden had a tree of it. Judy.
What is knowledge?
Of good and evil, yeah.
Silent K 600, please.
This body part precedes down when you become serious about your studies. Amal.
What is knuckle down?
That's it.
Silent K 800.
One can grow in a tree trunk or in your stomach if you're uneasy. Amal?
What is a knot?
A knot, yes.
Silent K for 1,000, please.
This U.S. political party was big in 1854, but apparently never hired a branding consultant. Mackenzie.
What is know-nothing?
Know-nothing. Yep.
Lesser-known names for two.
Partners David Edgerton and James McLemore built Burger King and disputed which one came up with this product name in 1957. Amal.
What is a Whopper?
Whopper, yeah.
Lesser-known names for 400.
Sir Peter Mansfield, seen here, shared a Nobel Prize for developing this new imaging technology. Amal.
What is an MRI?
Good.
600?
Answer. Haley Double, all right. You're in the lead.
Let's do a True Daily Double, please.
Okay. Philippe Curtius taught her the art of wax modeling and in 1794 left her his two museums.
Who is Madame Tussaud?
Yes. You double your score to 5,600.
Let's turn her name for eight.
Seen here, 19th century Spanish general Pablo Morillo was sent to South America to finish off this man, but had to make peace with him. Amal.
Who is Bolivar?
Simon Bolivar. Yes. I know you're eager to continue because you're on a roll. You've given me a lot of correct responses. But we have to take a break for these commercial messages. Back in a moment. Amal Kareem is from Minneapolis, and every Thursday night, this young lady hosts a trivia night at a German beer bar.
Yeah.
That means you are considered to be the expert in trivia.
Sometimes you have to sometimes push back on people who say they think they know the right answer and really it's not what they think. But
how do you verify if somebody gives you a response and there's a little controversy over it?
I have a lot of discretion, but often I'll do a quick Google search on the side to see if there's evidence behind it.
Okay. Yep. All right. Good. Judy Mader from Maitland, Georgia, big sports fan, and takes kickboxing classes?
I do.
At a gym that trains MMA fighters.
Yep.
Rough crowd.
It is a rough crowd, but a bunch of good people, and I'm not ready to fight yet, but I do take the class for exercise.
So it wouldn't be wise of me to take on you.
No. Yeah. I could take you.
You can take. Everybody can take. All right, Mackenzie Jones is our champion. You're a fan of visiting the world's largest and smallest tourist attractions. What are we talking about?
So my mom is not great at flying in planes.
All right.
And so we grew up going on these really long road trips, and so I've just sort of developed an affinity for it. A few years ago, I got to go to the world's largest pistachio in New Mexico. That was pretty amazing. It's real big. Keep going.
Okay, let's get back into this. Amal, you make the next selection for us, please.
Lesser known names for 1,000.
Ramon Ferrer was the captain of this slave ship until his unwilling passengers rebelled and killed him in July of 1839. Mackenzie.
What is the Amistad?
Yes.
Geographically speaking, too.
The OED defines this phrase that includes a U.S. city as a very short period of time. And that would be a New York minute. Boom, that fast.
Geographic for 4.
This popular breaded and fried veal dish is named for the capital of Austria. Amal.
What is Vienna?
We need the dish.
Oh, what is Vienna cutlet?
No.
No.
Mackenzie.
What is Vienna sausage?
No. What is Wiener Schnitzel? Wiener Schnitzel. Mackenzie. Bitte.
5 of a kind for 4.
Of the 5 largest Caribbean islands, it's the only one that's a U.S. territory. Mackenzie.
What is Puerto Rico?
Good.
5 of a kind for 6.
Of the 5 current movie ratings put out by the MPAA, this one has the strictest admissions requirement. Judy.
What is NC-17?
Correct.
5 of a kind, 800?
At myplate.gov, learn about the 5 food groups. Fruits, vegetables, grains, protein, and this one. No, not dessert. Amal.
What is dairy?
Dairy, right you are.
5 of a kind, 1,000?
All right, players, listen to this piece of music first. Now, that music was by one of the 5 mighty Russian composers of the 19th century. This man with a hyphenated name. Mackenzie.
Who is Rimsky-Korsakov?
Correct.
Bible for 2.
Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. Judy.
What is Genesis?
That's the book.
Bible 400.
And it was told the king of Egypt that the people fled. Mackenzie.
What is Exodus?
Yes, less than a minute now.
Geography for 6.
These casual knee-length pants take their name from an Atlantic island and are worn formally there. Judy.
What are Bermuda shorts?
Yes.
The Bible book, 600.
To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. The book is Ecclesiastes. Back to you, Judy.
Bible book 800, please.
Then he prayed unto the Lord his God out of the fish's belly. Mackenzie.
What is Jonah?
Yeah.
Geographically speaking, 8.
The main character in this musical is a Vietnamese bar girl named Kim. Mackenzie.
What is Miss Saigon?
Right.
Geography, 10.
Dr. Doolittle learns how to talk to the animals from a parrot with this name, like a region of Pacific Islands. Judy.
What is macaw?
No. Amal.
What is Polynesia?
Polynesia is right. And with that, you move up to 7,800. You're in the lead. Judy, you're going first, though, when we come back to start Double Jeopardy after this. The champ and Amal off to a good start. Perhaps it's Judy's turn now in the Double Jeopardy round. Here are the categories. History timeline, body part adjectives. We'll be establishing some borders. A role for the director. Ah. Knick-knack. Kerouac. Give a dog a bone. Judy.
Body part adjectives 12.
This adjective, referring to the foot, is properly pronounced to rhyme with needle. Mackenzie.
What is pedal?
Yes.
Body part adjectives 8.
Pulmonary refers to these. Amal.
What are the lungs?
Good.
Body part adjectives for 16.
There are 5 of these vertebrae in the lower back. Judy.
What are lumbar?
Good.
Body part 2000.
Antebrachial describes this specific 7-letter part of the body. And that would be the forearm. Oh. Back to you, Judy.
Role for the director, 800.
Jamie Foxx blows up this director in Django Unchained. Amal.
It was Quentin Tarantino.
Yes.
Role for the director, 12.
He played CIA agent Tony Mendez in Argo, which he also directed. Judy?
Who is Ben Affleck?
He's the one.
Director 1600?
Director Sidney Pollack played Dustin Hoffman's exasperated agent in this 1982 comedy. Judy?
What is Tootsie?
Yeah, fun film.
Director 2000?
This man appeared as Happy Hogan in all 3 Iron Man films, but only directed 2 of them. Amal?
Who is John Favreau?
You got him.
Knick-knack for 800.
This small metal cup can protect a digit when sewing, or just be a pretty decorative knick-knack. Mackenzie.
What is a thimble?
Thimble, right.
Knick-knack for 12.
Your nursery rhyme character figurines are adorable, especially this merry old soul. Judy.
Who is Old King Cole?
Yep.
Knick-knack 16.
You don't see these brass receptacles for tobacco chewers much anymore, at least not used for their original purpose. Judy.
What is a spittoon?
Spittoon, yep.
Knick-knack 2000.
Answer there. And you have just moved into second place.
3,000.
3 it is. Here is the clue. Take a look. A high-stakes card game shares its name with this French glassmaker that produces gorgeous paperweights like the one seen here.
What is Limoges?
No, what is Baccarat?
Ah.
Baccarat. All right. Go again.
Borders for 400.
Argentina and Bolivia to its east. And the country is Chile. Judy.
Body part adjectives 400.
This adjective for the tongue can also follow by or multi. Amal.
What is lingual?
Yep.
History of timeline for 4.
By one account, nude competition in these games began in 720 BC when Orsippus of Megara found he was faster with no loincloth. Mackenzie.
What are the Olympic Games?
Yep.
History 8.
This czar and later emperor of Russia was christened on June 29, 1672, the feast day of the saint for whom he was named. Judy.
Who is Tsar Nicholas?
No. Amal.
Who's Peter?
Peter the Great.
History timeline for 12.
1532 began the conquest of the Inca by this explorer and his forces. Amal.
Who's Cortez?
No. Mackenzie?
Who is Pizarro?
Yes.
Borders 8.
As seen here, the South China Sea to its east and south. Amal.
What is Vietnam?
That's the country.
Establishing some borders 12.
Answer there. Daily double. All right.
3,000?
3 it is. Here is the clue. Egypt to its east, Algeria to its west.
What is Libya?
Libya is right. You're at 15,200.
Borders for 16.
Chad to its east, Mali to its west. Amal.
What is Nigeria?
No. Judy or Mackenzie? It's sort of close. It's Niger or Niger, not Nigeria. Back to you.
Borders for 2,000.
Russia to its north. Uzbekistan to its south. Mackenzie.
What is Kazakhstan?
Good.
Role for the director 4.
Taika Waititi's role as Korg in this 3rd Thor movie grew into a bigger part during his direction of the film. Judy?
What is Ragnarok?
Yes.
Kerouac 400.
In Kerouac's novel, The Subterraneans, a version of this beat poet and friend appears as the character Adam Murad. Amal.
Who's Ginsberg?
Yes.
Kerouac for eight.
This word for the Buddhist doctrine of universal truth precedes bums in a Jack Kerouac novel about drifters on the West Coast. Mackenzie.
What is Dharma?
Yeah.
Kerouac 12.
Tzijan on Jack's grave reflects his heritage. His parents immigrated to New England from this country. Amal.
What is France?
No.
Oh.
Came in from Canada. Mackenzie, back to you.
Knick-knack 4.
Impressive. A hand-carved one of these sculptures of a person's head, shoulders, and chest. And of Caligula to boot. Nice touch. Judy.
What is a bust?
A bust, yes.
History 1600.
Mortally wounded in this 1805 battle, Admiral Nelson is said to have uttered, "Thank God I have done my duty." Died at the Battle of Trafalgar. Back to you, Judy.
History 2000.
In 73 AD, during a siege of this fortress, Jewish zealots took their own lives rather than be captured by the Romans. Amal.
What is Masada?
Yeah.
Kerouac for 16.
William Burroughs credited Kerouac with the title of this 1959 novel that faced controversy upon publication. Mackenzie.
What is Naked Lunch?
Yes.
Now the 2000. Last.
In the novel On the Road, this heavenly character is the narrator and Kerouac's alter ego. Amal.
Was Moriarty?
No. Mackenzie?
Who is Saul Paradise?
Yes, that is the correct response. And that puts you in the lead with 16,000 to 12,800 for Amal. Ladies, here comes Final Jeopardy. The race to space. they don't look happy about that. We'll find out why when we come back. Interesting and unusual category for final today. The race to space. Ladies, here's your clue. In the 1960s, this Mideast country had a space program. And one of its rocket launches, the Cedar 4, is commemorated on a stamp. You have 30 seconds. Good luck. As you say, Middle East and cedar tree, it should take you to one country in particular. We'll find out if it worked for you in the middle there, Judy. You had 5,400, and you came up with, unfortunately, the wrong country. It is not Jordan. And that means it will cost you 4,600, leaving you with just 800. Let's go to your left. Amal, you had 12,800. Your response was, what is Lebanon? You are correct. And your wager. 9,601, bumping you way up to 22,401. Now over to our champion, Mackenzie. She wrote down a very interesting spelling of Lebanon. We do not penalize for misspelled words. You're lucky. How much did you add? 9,601, the same wager as Amal. But it helped you more because you had more money, $25,601, and now you're over the $100,000 mark for 4 days, and you get to play again to wrap up the week. Right here. See you then.
Promotional consideration provided by GEICO.